Hey, welcome to Living an Abundant Life podcast. I'm Jonah McElhaney. I'm going to be one of the hosts of this podcast. It's brand new. We're just starting it. And we just want to, you know, talk about some things that, you know, we think can help people live a better, more fulfilled life. Jesus said, I came to give life and I came to give it more abundantly. You know, there's no reason that we should walk through this world just barely getting by and just scraping through and just trying to suffer our way to the end. But God has great things for us, and we want to try to help do that with this podcast. So today for our inaugural podcast, I want to just share a little thought that I had, something I taught on a while back, and hopefully kind of inspire some people to be more involved in outreach and in telling people to do things. It started when I needed a haircut. I was looking for things to... I was looking for a barbershop, basically, and I saw a sign that was advertising. It was a brand new barbershop just opened up by my house, and it said, haircuts, $4.99. And I was like, hey, well, there we go. And so I went, and I got my haircut there, and it was in between services on a Sunday. And when I got to church that night, I remember I could not wait to tell everybody about this amazing deal that I had just found. It was such, you know, haircuts are expensive, you know, $20, $18, something like that, but $4.99 haircut. And I didn't care if they wanted to hear it, if they needed a haircut or not. I was telling everybody about this haircut. Hey man, you'll never believe the deal that I just found. They cut your hair for $4.99. It was an amazing deal. And I had a few people that I told this about that actually went and got their haircuts there. But as I began to, the excitement began to wear off from the haircut, the Lord began to put that into my spirit, and I could not get away from the $4.99 haircut. And God began to deal with me about the fact that, you know, this gospel message that we have is the greatest deal that there is. Think about it. No other deal that we have can bring salvation, can bring peace, can bring comfort, can bring everything you need. It's in this gospel message. And just like the $4.99 haircut, if you really find something that is that profound, that is that great, that is that revolutionary, you have to tell somebody about it. And so what I want us to do is I want us to get to a point in our lives that when we do find how valuable, how important, how cherished this gospel message is, the power that it has to move into people's lives. I can speak firsthand on it, the testimony that I have, and I'll probably get into that one day, but where God has brought me from, where God has brought my family from, it was the power of the gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so we really need to grab hold of that and understand just how valuable this is, just how much of a bargain this really is. Think about it. We don't deserve salvation. We don't deserve anything that God has to offer us, but yet God is willing to go to a cross, to bear our sins upon him, and to be buried, and to resurrect on the third day, and give us an opportunity to share in his nature, to share in his glory, and to be saved and spend eternity with him. And not only is this just a great bargain, but this is something that we have to do. We have to share this gospel message. We're living in the end times. We don't know when Christ is coming back, but we know he's coming back. And so we shouldn't just be excited that we have this great deal to offer people, but we should understand that Paul said that I'm a debtor to the Greeks, that he was in debt to share this gospel message. The analogy that I always use is, you know, if I had a $100 bill and I gave it to somebody and I said, here, have this, you know, that person is not in debt to me. That person received a gift. But if I give that same person that $100 bill and say, hey, I need you to give this to somebody else, I need you to give this to that person over there, all of a sudden that person with that money is in debt, but he's not in debt to me. He's in debt to the person he owes it to. And so what God has given us, this gospel message that he's given us, is such a profound thing he's given us. But We can't keep it to ourselves. We're in debt to every person that has never heard the gospel, to every person that's lost, to every person that's hurting. We are in debt to those people. We have something that belongs to them. We have to give them this gospel message. And if we could do that, if we could ever learn the significance of you know, if you have to, just always remember the $4.99 haircut. Remember the great values that you found in life. Remember the bargains that you've called people about, the sales at stores and the things that you've seen. They said, man, I have to tell somebody about this bargain. And then remember how much greater this gospel message is. And then when you factor in how much we are in debt to this world to share this gospel message, we should see a profound impact in our world if we just take these principles and apply it to our lives. And so I wanted to share that with you. I wanted to kind of give you a little bit of insight, and I wanted you to kind of understand, you know, the power that we have in this gospel message and how excited we should be to share it. And not only that, the responsibility that we have to share this gospel message. So I hope that this helped you. I hope that you're encouraged. I hope that you are, taken to a different place to want to go out and want to do things that you haven't really been doing, you haven't really been witnessing. Hopefully this kind of stirs you up a little bit. And we're going to try to do these. I'm going to have other people on this podcast. So stick around. I hope you enjoy it. And we'll see you next time. Thanks.